question. Learning daf nun vav mebeis, third quarter. A very good question. I don't know who cleans it up. I don't know. The Gemara is.
When it's on the mizbeach, I guess.
Well, this is not the mizbeach. This over here, you're sprinkling.
This is not a mizbeach. This is the
poriches. No, this in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you write in that.
He's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The only thing that's there is the Aron.
Correct.
That's covered with a kapiris.
Correct. Correct.
You have the kruvim on top of that.
Correct.
So where's he sprinkling?
So we learned this 2 days ago. You sprinkle kineged. You're not supposed to sprinkle it on top. It's not supposed to touch on the floor. You sprinkle it. You aim towards the center of the cup, the thickness of the kapiris.
So you sprinkle towards the kapiris.
Towards the kapiris, correct.
So where does it land on the floor?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
You sprinkle. You mean you go like this?
Yeah.
I think one finger. Or no, maybe not. I don't know. Mar is like this, like either like this or like this or like that. Or like that. Gemara says two different. There's achas lamala, and you go lamala, you go like this, and you go, and then shava lamata, you go like that.
What do you say? You're sprinkling the dam of the tar.
The dam upon the dam asoyer.
Okay.
You sprinkle the dam upon the dam asoyer. Okay, then the same way you sprinkle inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you sprinkle also in the Hechel towards the Poroiches.
What does it mean? You go, you back out. You go backwards, right?
Well, there's a whole process. Well, you go out, you leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim the same way you came in. That's right.
But I imagine you back out. You don't turn around.
I guess you don't put your back. You don't put your back to the earth.
Back out. You go through the curtains.
Exactly the same way you came in. The same way you came in. Correct. The same way you came in, you go out. And then you stand right in front of the Poroiches and you take from the dam of the. You put down the last thing you have holding in your hand is the dam ha-so'ir. You put that down on the base and you take the dam of the par. And then
the base of what?
There was a holder in the Hegel where you would put the blood. You have two different basins of blood. You have a basin of blood that held the blood of the par, and you have another basin of blood that held the dam of the soyer.
And you only basin is a container.
Find a container.
Right.
Yeah. You have a container that holds the dam of the par and a container that holds the dam of the soyer. So you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and you sprinkle the dam of the par. You come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you put down the container in a holder, and you pick up the container that has the dam of the so'ir, and you go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and you sprinkle.
I thought you only go in twice.
Go in three. You go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You go in.
You're right. You go in three times. But I thought when we were learning earlier in the Masech that we said that you enter twice when you change your clothing every time you go in you change your clothes. Isn't that we're talking about the Kodesh Kadashim? When you change your clothes, we're talking about the Hechel.
No, in the Hechel you don't change your clothing for this. No, there's no changing of clothing going on now.
When do you wear the Big Day Lavan? You wear the Big Day Lavan as soon as you go into the Hechel?
Whenever you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you put on the Big Day Lavan.
Whenever you come out of Kodesh HaKadoshim?
No, we have to go. I don't remember. We have to go back and review the entire process.
All right.
I don't remember. I don't think at this point in time you changed. I think at this point in time
change of clothing here. There's no mikveh.
No,
here.
I don't think at this point when you're doing the dam ha-par and the dam ha-so'ir, there is no changing of the clothing. The entire process is a three-part process. You go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to sprinkle the dam ha-par, and then you go again Nochamol to sprinkle down with the soyer. Then you sprinkle down with the par on the Poroiches, and then you sprinkle the dam of the soyer on the Poroiches. You then take the bloods and you mix them together, like a Sheva Brachas. You mix the two bloods together. And then you go to the Mizbeach, Hazohov. The Mizbeach Hazov, and you dip in your finger and you put the blood on the four corners of the Mizbeach Hazov, and you then sprinkle seven times on the surface of the Mizbeach Hazov. And then
you don't have to go up there.
It's very low. Yeah, it's very small. The Mizbeach Hazov is very small.
It wasn't tall. I mean, you were
able to reach the very top.
You rather reach the corner of the top also.
Yes, absolutely. You stood above it. You don't need steps. It was within reach. It was
what
within
the
reach.
What corners look like?
Go look at the picture, four corners. It was a very small mizbeach.
You have to look at the pictures.
And then you go out, when you finish this fourth part, you take all the leftover blood, you go to the mizbeach hanachoshes, the mizbeach ha'oila, and you pour the leftover blood on the foundation of the mizbeach ha'oila. You got to know, it's a very good book. Everyone is using this. There's a very, very good book. Did you see the book? I see it all the shuls. No, there's a better book. There's a very good book and really, really good pictures. Everyone has it. You should really see the pictures. I thought we don't really need, because you know the pictures sometimes they just distract you. But there's a very, very good book. Every shul has a few copies lying on the table. The only one that doesn't have is in the shul, because the Maggid Shir is a lazy bum. All right, let's go. Okay, so you got the process. There's a four-part process. You understand the whole process?
Keep this four-part process. The first part that you mentioned, was that the first time he went into the Kodesh Kodashim?
No. I'm talking about the four-part process of only the Dama Par, the Dama Asam. Let's exclusively focus on the blood of the Par and the blood of the Soyer. You do your four steps. Number one, you sprinkle 7-8 times in the Kodesh HaKadosh and Dama Par. You then sprinkle 8 times in the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Dama Soir. You then sprinkle the Dama Par on the Pareches. You then sprinkle the Dama of the Soir.
It says that after you sprinkle the blood of the Par in the Kodesh Kodashim, which was the second time you went in, then you shechted the
Soir. Correct.
Soir.
Correct.
Then you sprinkle the blood of the Soyer.
Correct.
In the Kodesh Kodashim, that's the third time you went in.
Correct.
Then you sprinkle the blood
of the Par on the Pareches. Correct.
And then you sprinkle the blood of the Soyer on the curtain.
Correct.
And you mix the blood,
correct,
of the Par and the Soyer.
Correct.
And you sprinkle the combined blood on the
surface of the Mizbeach. Seven times.
Okay.
Seven times.
And then you misvada on the Soyer Lazozo.
And then you are misvada. You are misvada on the Soyer Haz. You are misvada on the Soyer Lazozo.
And you gave it over to go to.
No, you left out one important thing. You left out that after you go and you sprinkle. You left out one very important thing. After you sprinkle on the
mizbeach,
the bond, you take the leftover blood. You take the leftover blood to the Mizbeach Ha'oila outside in the Azara, and you pour the leftover blood in the hole on the base of the Mizbeach Ha'oila. What?
Okay, I said, if that's what you say.
What happened to the microphone with you?
I'm here, you don't hear me?
How much did you pay for that microphone? A dollar?
I think $7.
All right, I gotta get you a microphone. It's an emergency. Amazon,
well,
Alexa.
I'll make it louder.
Alexa, get me a microphone right now. Ship it to Rabinowitz now. Just get one, a good one. You decide, Alexa.
Is this better?
Use your artificial intelligence to figure out what to do. You want? Yeah, let's go. Vayit in the Gemara. Okay, so there's a four-part process. How many times in total do you sprinkle? I think it's 44. Exactly the same number of times you say Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu chatanu lefanecha. Avinu Malkeinu ein lanu melech elohatu. Avinu Malkeinu aseinu melech elohan shemecha. The same number of times you say Avinu Malkeinu, you have to picture yourself in Yom Kippurim, Shlomi. This coming Yom Kippurim, Habolim L'toiva, when you say Avinu Malkeinu, picture yourself going through the process. The first eight is Adam HaPar in the Kodesh HaKadosh. The next eight is Adam HaSoir in the Kodesh HaKadosh. The next eight is the Dama Par on the Pareches. The next eight is the Dama Par on of the Sar on the Pareches. The next seven is the Tia HaRoi Shel Mizbeach. The seven times in the surface of the Mizbeach. And does it say there are four times in the corners? I think on the corners also it says. I think he put also four on the four corners. And then the last time, the last one is on the Yisrael, the foundation, the Mizbeach Ha'ila. It adds up to 44. And that's exactly the number of times Avinu Malkeinu you say Avinu Malkeinu. So when you go through the Avinu Malkeinu, you have what to think about now. You hear?
Yes, I hear.
It's a good vart. I bet you surely didn't say this in the shir.
I'm 8 blood behind, so I can't tell you.
Ask Shuli, what's the secret to his success?
I didn't hear your Mamish Mechadish commends Chedushi Torah over here. I'm going to have to tell him about it. He'll add it to his next year. Bye, Tim.
Tan Rabbanan. Zok to Rabbanan. We did it already. Next piece with Gemara. Next piece with Gemara. Next. Hashoich in the second to last line. We're now in the bottom. The bottom of the ninth. The second to last line over here. The pasuk there concludes. What does the pasuk say? V'chiper ala kodesh. This is what is v'chiper. I'm reading the whole pasuk now. You will atone ala kodesh mitumas bnei shalom umipishayem l'chol chatasam v'chin yaseh lel moed. Hashaycheinitam. Hashem, he dwells with them. B'soich tum oisam in their impurity. The Gemara makes a drasha. Daf nun vav. This is the mamish, the last, second
like
last line. What?
Sounds like you started
a Gadot Gemara. We'll see. Rabbi Shol Zev Lobel has entered the Ulam Habet Nezer Emesh. Nivav Mebeis. Nivav Mebeis.
The Ulam
Habet Midrash.
Where? How many?
The second to last line. We're in the middle of the Gemara. Hashaychein Itam Besech Tum Masam Afilu B'Shah Shehin Tanem Shechina Imoem. Amaluhu, fine. Now we're in the new Gemara.
What does that mean? The Shechina is with them.
That even when we're Tomei.
A person had to leave the three Machnas about certain Tumah.
There are different madregos. You're right. I don't know what this means. It means a different madregos. You're saying good. I don't know. You always have like these very penetrating questions. It's Baruch Hashem you're here. Because if you wouldn't be here, we would just read up the Gemara like Ashrei Yosher Vesacha.
Amalei
Hu Tzedaiki Rabbi Chanina.
I have Mina.
Oh, you have a Mina. You have
so
an Oizvahada.
Which is the original?
L'chayrod, you have the Oizvahada. Your Oizvahada is better. You have the best. You have the Oizvahada.
That was censored?
I have an old Gemara. I have a different Gemara. I have here a Mina. Tzedaiki. Tzedaiki. You have a Mina.
A Mina means someone
Min. Yeah.
L'chayrod. How do you know Min means someone believes in Yeshua?
That's the Mesora. Min, they say, Mi Talmida Yeshua Mitzri.
Oh, look at this. You have the Guaz Vitzi.
Hagoyz Vitzuyonim. Vitzuyonim. Hagoyz Vitzuyonim. He writes, what is it? I don't have that Gemara. I don't have the Ezra Hadar.
Could you tell me? Because I don't understand what he says here. He says
this is not
I'm sorry, just
important.
For a second.
Amalei Ahu Mina, Oiz Dalid, in the Oiz Vihadar, Oiz Dalid, it says, Bidufus. In the Dufus, Basilina. Basilina.
I guess. Addition.
In addition, there are, I think there are 41 manuscripts. So this is an addition. One of the manuscripts.
The 41 manuscripts of the Gemara.
They have when they made the Oiz V'Hadar, they compared 41 different Gemaras.
And they compared whichever was the majority.
No, they took the traditional. I don't know what the system is.
They put in a lot of work in this.
$7 million.
Really?
Yeah, $7 million. Took 7 years to do, and it says you're in this defus, in the defus, Bazilana Nishtane. Litzedoike machmas a sensor. They changed it to the word tzedoike. The real word is min. So he's saying the real word is mina.
Mina is more.
Mina is a Christian. They view the censors view the word min as an acronym for mitalmidei Yeshu Hanoitri. The followers.
Say it again. The Rosh Hashanah, the acronym is.
They understood min.
You read this somewhere?
It's barvust. Everyone says this.
Again? What's that?
Mem yud nun. Min. Nei. A min. Nei. What's a min? Mi talmidei.
Nei.
The students. Yeshu. Noitzri.
Nazareth. Nei, next.
Okay, so that's now that's a total. That's the Rabbi Shulmi Padiz in the year 1244. No, 1241.
Yeah, you're
an anical?
Yeah, you have to stand up for me.
He's an anical of Rabbi Shulmi Padiz.
I believe, because there was two Rabbeinu Yechios. The Rosh's father.
I don't know.
Okay.
But he went and he, the disputation, he told the church that whenever it says the word min, it has nothing to do with the Noitzrim.
That's what he was saying then? Yeah.
He told them, he proved that we're not dealing, he does not appear anywhere in the Gemara. Okay. He doesn't appear, and therefore this whole thing, the whole accusation against us is total nonsense. We're not discussing, we're discussing someone else. And okay. this doesn't mean Mi Talmidei Yeshu HaNoitzri. It just means to not be curious.
But that's how they touch.
But the censors... The censors don't know anything. The censors are Amoratzim. So
no,
the censors, they thought it meant Noitzri. So what they did was...
You said the censors? You're talking about the Christian censors?
Yes. Yes, they came into the shuls. They went to all the svarim. And whenever they saw the word min, they changed it to change it. So they changed it to the word tzedaiki. So your Gemara is the original. My Gemara...
How do you say English at tzedaiki?
a tzedaki is, I don't know.
Seduci.
And the karov is a karaite.
Karaite.
Did you know there's a whole grave in that?
We got a loan over here. There's a whole city.
I'm sorry.
Amalehu tzedaki or amina l'Rabbi Chanina hashta now hashta bari tmeim atoin. You are certainly contaminated. This is in the pasuk tumasa bishuleha. Her tumma is at her hems. The pasuk says in the pasuk in Yeshaya that the Jewish people are in a state of tumma. I'm sorry. In Eicha.
Book of Lamentations.
Tumasa bishuleha. Your impurity is.
What's that? Shulah means by the.
Like a skirt on the very bottom. The tumma cleave. It's an expression.
So he's making fun of him, or are we just.
Let's see. I don't know the Gemara. Hashta today. Today's day and age. Hashta now, right now. Bori, it is certain. It is a vadai. Tameim atun.
We're saying hashta.
Top of the page. We have to go fast.
He said to Reb Chanina, you're.
We cannot. Listen, Rabbi Sholzev, I love you. You're my brother. But we do the daf.
Nee,
you can't learn every word. It's like davening. When you daven, you say every word. I don't say every word. I like every fifth word. Nah, I do like every
next.
Sixth word.
Okay, next.
So
next.
It's like davening. We can't do every word.
So the mean said to him to the Rabbi Chanina.
Hashda now bari tamim. You certainly tamei. The sins of the pasuk tumasa b'shulecha. Her tumah is impurities on her hems.
Nee.
Therefore, what's the devil? Amale tochazi. So therefore, if the Klal Yisrael, you like that expression? The Klal Yisrael is Tamei. If they're Tamei, if the Klal Yisrael is Tamei, therefore the Shechina is not resting upon the Klal Yisrael of Tamei. So therefore, Amalei, so he told them back, who was this person? Who was this Rabbi Chanina? He said to the Tzedaki, to the Min, Ta Chazei Maksib Buhu, read what it says in the Torah. Read the Bible. It says, Hashachin Itam Besech Tumasam. You're quoting me a passage from Lamentations. I'm going to quote you a passage from Leviticus. In Leviticus, it says, Hashem, he dwells with the Jewish people, Besech Tumasam. I feel his man shem, Tanem Shrin Shri B'neim. They go to the Rashi. Now we're going back to Halacha. Agada is over. No more Agada. Back to Halacha. The question over here is, it says, the Gemara over here we have a discussion, and that is that we're going to learn what do you do in the Heichel. You sprinkle the blood of the Par and the Sohir in the Heichel Kineged the Poreches. Here's the problem. The problem is, how do you know that you sprinkle the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim Kineged the Kapares?
It doesn't say,
we learned two days ago.
Yeah, that's right,
it doesn't say explicitly. We learn out all of the details by comparing one to another.
Correct.
So therefore, everything that we know, what goes on in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is only derived through a drasha.
Yeah.
Now you want to tell me what you can do in the Heichel, what to do, that's a secondary drasha. So it's a drasha being built upon a foundation that it itself is a drasha. Who says that you can build a drasha upon a drasha? When you make a drasha, so you only can make one drasha. You cannot build a drasha upon another drasha. Or at least that's the Gemara's Hava Amina.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a very important Gemara in Mesechta Zvachim, Daf Mem Tes, and it says that even though when it comes to L'chol Tarakula, you can make one Hekesh to another Hekesh, you can make such a drasha, you can build upon a previous Hekesh, but that rule does not apply to Kachim. When it comes to matters relating to Kachim, you cannot make a Hekesh built upon another Hekesh. So therefore the question over here is, before you came, we learned this, we're now learning the Halacha, what do you do in the Heichel? In the Heichel, you're going to sprinkle in the Heichel on the Pareches 16 times. How do you know it's 16? How do you know it's achas l'mayla v'shev l'mata? How do you know how to go do with your fingers up and down the ganze ma'aseh? How do you know all this? We know this because it says v'chein yaseh b'el moed. The pasuk is telling us, do whatever you did inside v'chein. V'chein. Okay, you have that on the Yom Kippur. Four times you say v'chein. Four times. So we learned v'chein. And the Chain is telling me, whatever you did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you should now do in the Oil Moed. Problem. But what you do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself is only derived via a Hekesh. So what's going on over here? And don't go tell me that you're allowed to make a Hekesh built upon a previous Hekesh. That is only true when it comes to Kol HaTorah Kula Chutz Mikachim. Mesechta Yoyma is not Moed. This Gemara over here is Megala to us that Mesechta Yoyma will learn Kachim. Okay, you can get smich and kachim of a briska. You can put on your resume that you learned by brisk. Then you learn by Rav Soloveitchik. This is koil. Just say that you learned by Rav Soloveitchik. This is his koil over. This is his mokon. Vaita. V'chi davar halamed behekish choyzum la behekish. The Gemara over here says hi. The Gemara is akasha hi hemenu b'davar achahu v'loy av hekish. The Gemara gives a murdiki answer. This is not called. It's called hemenu b'davar. This is in terminology. In the encyclopedias that write about the rules of drashas, this is called Heimenu V'Davar Acher Rashi. Hekish Harishon Lav Hekish Hu Sharei Bein Bepar Bein Besoyer Ksiv Maila Umata V'Loi Hutzrichu Lulmoid Zeh Mizeh Ela Es Haminin Hilz Of Kol Chad V'Chad Me'atzme Lomad Mikzas Davar.
No.
Kol Chad V'Chad Me'atzme Lomad. From its own self, it learned Lomad Mixas, the Dover Acher Messiah. In other words, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, by the Par and the Soyer, it tells you that you have to sprinkle. The only thing that's missing that we need to make a drash inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the number. We learn out right. The number Lamala, but the basics, the basic principle is already present in there. Therefore, it's not called a Hekesh. What was the Moritz Kasha? You're learning a Hekesh.
You know you have to spritz, you just don't know the amount.
Inside, the first layer is what's called a Hekesh V'davarach. It's called Atzmoy Himenu. Himenu means it itself. There is substance. The Torah tells you the basics. We're missing a detail. The detail, we need a Hekesh. That is not a violation to now build
but
upon that.
But itself to sprinkle, that says explicitly?
Right. It's just the number. We need...
Side by the side. Just the number we learn from
each other.
That's from Akiva Bakachin.
So that's from it. So therefore,
If you learn the whole Hekesh about Gansin, then you can.
Then it's in the violation. But there's not a violation because the Iker we already got. We have the Iker. And we're just learning a Hekesh, a little Mashu, Gvaldik. Therefore, that's why
that's the mashu, the hekesh, the amount.
Now, Rashi wants to give, if you want an example to know the real deal, I'll give you a real deal. What we could go in, imloy nemar lamata besor klal, or lamalo par loy nemar klal, v'lomdu habehem zoom zoom hekesh, hainu hekesh, hainu chayzu v'lam hekesh. If the Torah would not tell you, period, then you have to azza. Come back to the Gemara. Yeah. Back to the Gemara. Back to the Gemara, the fourth line from the top of the page. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? This is not a double hekesh. Hi, this drasha, last line, last word on the line, five lines down. The hi, this limud is called Heimenu V'Dover Acherhu. When we learned in the Kodesh HaKadoshim what to do, it's not a pure hekesh. It's called Heimenu. The Torah tells you what to do.
You just said this then.
Right? Yeah. Memeil of Lahavi Hekesh.
Even Dovrachu.
The Dovrachu is the Hekesh. Heimenu is the essence. Dovrachu. So it's not a pure Hekesh. The Gemara says, not so fast.
Hanicha.
All this is fine and good. Hanicha. Lamandiyam that says Lahavi Hekesh. That's not called Hekesh. El Lamandiyam that says it's called a Hekesh. El Lamandiyam that says Havi Hekesh. It is called a Hekesh. My ikum,
even a little, even
yes,
if not,
yes. So
then, what are you going to see?
It's no good. Now we're in violation. We're in violation.
Where do you see this machlekes?
I don't know. You see, yes, a very good question, but I don't know the answer. Okay, this is the difference between a person who knows shas and a guy like me who just a make believe guy. If you really know shas on your fingertips, so you can mamish, he'll tell you the these are pashut zachar. This mistake, this staff, the makar. A guy like me, fly by night. This is.
Michael
Maymar. Michael Maymar. The Gemara says, "Mekoymosu
the
Gemir Mehadadi."
This is the answer.
It's not called the second hekesh. The second hekesh. The Gemara is now giving you another mahalach that the second hekesh is not a hekesh. if it would be a real hekesh, you're right. The second step. What's the second step? The second step just tells you whatever you did in location A, do in location B. That is not called a hekesh. Hear the answer?
No.
The first. what was the Gemara's kasha? It's a hekesh.
Yeah.
The second hekesh is not called a hekesh.
You mean second? What's the first?
The second means to teach that you should do in the hekel exactly what we did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Right.
That's the second hekesh, right?
What's the first hekesh?
Is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim what you're supposed to do.
Right.
In the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Both of them, the so and the part.
Right, so you learn out. But now, what was the Gemara's kasha? How can you go learn out what to do on the Poroiches from what you do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim?
Right.
So the learning to do in the Poroiches is Hekesh number two.
Right. Yeah.
That is not called a Hekesh.
No,
why? It's just the Chen Yaseh. The Chen Yaseh means do exactly the same thing in this Mokoim. Just telling you to do exactly what you did in that location, this location, yeah, is not a significant drasha.
Okay.
It's not significant. Mekoy Mosu Begimim Echadodi. That's answer number one. You want to see the Rashi? Look at the Rashi. That's called hekesh. We learn the animals one from the other. The first hekesh was to tell me what to compare the par to the sawyer. We're now comparing one to the other. What are we doing in the second hekesh? The second hekesh is just telling you whatever you did in this makom, doing this makom. That's not called hekesh. A hekesh has to be comparing animals.
Yeah.
That's not called hekesh. I don't know what those words mean in Rashi. It's not, let's go Vayit. I don't know. Let's go Vayit in Rashi, in the Gemara. Vayit in the Gemara. So they have the Gemara. We'll learn one from one from another. I lost the place of it. 1 second. Fine. Iba Yisem, another answer. Answer number two. Iba Yisem, Mom. I'll tell you. Chutz mipnim b'chad zim v'gomar. The answer is that chutz mipnim b'chad zim v'gomar. What does that mean? Rashi. When you made the drasha lufnim, yochol lachzor v'lumor ahechol bevas achas, mashakosu boy beferush, kagoyin achas lamalo besoyer v'shevel lamata bepar, v'mohem, af hu v'mohem, af mashalomad behekish. It means like this. When it says v'chin yase boil moed, if we would not make hekesh number one, put it like this. Let's say we would not make hekesh number one. What would the result be? The result would be that when it comes to the par and it comes to the sor, all we know is you have to sprinkle. Correct?
Yeah.
But we're missing the details in the numbers.
Didn't we say that before the first answer?
Right. Now, let's not make the hekesh. Let us not make hekesh number one. So we're in the dark. When it comes to the soyer, you know it's gonna be seven lamata. No, I'm sorry. When it comes to the par, we know it's seven lamata, and it comes to so it's one lamala. Let us not make hekesh number one. Let's not do it. Okay, we're not gonna do it. Now the pasuk says v'chein tase bo'ol moed. V'chein tase bo'ol moed. It's hekesh number two. Okay, but it's not hekesh number two. It's really hekesh number one. We're not going to make Hekesh number two. We're only going to make Hekesh number one. We're not going to make Hekesh number one. We're only going to make Hekesh number two. V'chein tase bo'ol moed. So far, what do we know so far? We have inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we are not going to make any Hekesh. We're just going to take what the Torah says explicitly. What does the Torah say explicitly? By the par you do seven lamata, and by the sor you do one lamala.
Yeah.
Does it tell you the number for the par lamala?
No.
We don't know. No drasha. Now we have a pasuk that says whatever you do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, I want you to do in the Ol Moed. Is that a hekesh? Let's accept the fact that it's a valid hekesh.
Okay.
Okay? So how many Hekeshim have we done so far?
One.
So what do we know at this moment in time? What do we know? We know that both in the Kodesh HaKodashim and the Pareches, the par 7 Lamata.
Same thing in Ayin Moed also.
Same thing. And how many Hekeshim have we done?
One.
Only one Hekesh. So right now, this moment in time, we've already achieved something fantastic. We already know that you're supposed to do in the Pareches, the par 7 Lamata, and the Sur 1 Lamala. And we've only made one Hekesh.
Yeah.
And we do not know what to do for the par Lamala, yeah, and the Sur Lamata, right, both, right, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Pareches. Right. And we've only made one Hekesh. Now, what we're going to do, but we have established already that it's all the same. Whatever you're going to do outside, you're going to do inside, you can do outside. Now, let's go to the back inside. Let's go back indoors into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're now going to make, for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the first Hekesh. We're going to make for the Kodesh HaKadoshim the first Hekesh. Are we allowed to do that?
I'm sorry, say it again, I'm sorry.
Okay, we're just going to basically change the order.
Okay.
Until now, until this point of the Gemara, what we have done is we've gone in sequence. We make a Hekesh indoors in the Kodesh HaKadoshim,
yeah.
And then we make a second Hekesh, take whatever you did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the one you do on the Pareches.
Right.
Now what we're going to do now, we're going to reverse the order. We're not going to make any Hekesh in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. No Hekesh.
No Oil Mayed.
We're only going to make Hekesh number 2.
Right.
So that's going to be Hekesh number 1, basically.
Right.
So now, what do we know at this moment in time? We know that you do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you sprinkle both, and in the Pareches, you sprinkle both. Now, we're missing...
So, 7 times on top?
We're missing 7, the par is 7 Lamata, and the Sar is 1 Lamala. We're missing some details, though.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, but so far, so good, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Is inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, are we entitled to make a Hekesh in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? To teach you the number? 1 Lamala by the power and 7 Lamala by the Sur?
Yes.
A why is it a problem? But inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we didn't do 2 Hekeshim. We didn't do 2 Hekeshim inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we did nothing. We only made 1 Hekesh for what's being done outside. We did not make
no,
any.
I understand.
So we inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we did not make any Hekesh yet. We're now going to make for the very first time a Hekesh in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's going to be megale to us what you're supposed to do inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Yeah.
The par is achas lamala and the sar sheva lamata.
Also, right.
When we make the very first Hekesh, what's inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it automatically works for what's outside. If you reverse the order. When you reverse the order, it's not considered to be you're making a double hekesh for outside.
Well.
Let's see in the Rashi himself. Look how Rashi does. Rashi, the Ibai Seima. Chutz mipnim b'chad zim negomar. We're going to do it in one shot. In other words, this when it comes to outside, you're not really making a double hekesh. You're only making one hekesh. He explains. Inami, svilon de bifnim b'hekesh lomat. When bifnim yochol lachsa v'lul moed ala heichol b'vasachas, masha kasev boy b'feirish. What it says b'feirish, you don't need a hekesh for that. You don't need a hekesh. Kegoyin achas lamala b'soyer v'shev lamata b'par v'imoyhem. Now with those af masha lomad b'hekesh, what you learned in the hekesh in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that is valid. What would be illegal? The heichi dami hekesh she'enu lomad min hekesh kegoin im loy hutzra heichol lulmoid. If you don't need the heichol to learn im loy hutzra heichol lulmoid min lefnai v'lefnim elamash lomad behekesh, that would be a violation. Avol hashda du hutzra lulmoid mimenu es hamefurash boy. Lomar hakol b'vasachas. You can learn everything in one shot. I'm not explaining all because I don't understand myself. That's why I don't understand it well. But he's basically saying here is that that's why Rashi is very clever. Rashi over here is very clear. Rashi over here is saying is the only time there's a violation of a double hekesh is when you cannot begin part 2 until you make hekesh number 1. So if the sequence has to be there's nothing to discuss on the Poroiches until we first learn a halacha. If you have inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have zero. I don't even know that you're supposed to go and do any sprinkling altogether in the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
But it says clearly.
Oh, but let's say argument's sake, you would not know anything inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You would know nothing. So we cannot begin to discuss what you're going to do on the Poroiches until we first discover what you're supposed to do inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That would be a violation of a double Hekesh. Because what's inside is first derived from a Hekesh. Oh, now that we finished Hekesh number one, now we can start Hekesh number two, go to the Poroiches. But in this instance...
One second, and that's permitted?
That would be illegal. That's not permitted.
That's not permitted.
If you have nothing...
But if you start
even if I would not have a Hekesh for number one, if I would not have a Hekesh for number one, I would not have a Hekesh. I can still have... I have room to work with. I can still make Hekesh number two even without Hekesh number one. Can I here make Hekesh number two without Hekesh number one? Can
no.
I do... Why not?
No.
Why not?
Because...
Whatever ignorance.
It doesn't say explicit. It says only.
Whatever I do inside, I do outside. I have what I can. I can make Hekesh number two without making Hekesh number one.
That you have to do. Oh,
so we need to come on to a second Hekesh. But once we do a second Hekesh, that type of second Hekesh is not a violation of making a double Hekesh. The violation of a double Hekesh is where it's in sequence. Sequence means you cannot do number two until you finish number one.
Yeah.
In this instance, can I do number two before number one? Is there what to learn? Is there what to accomplish? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That automatically means it's not a violation of a double Hekesh.
Just because you're going with a different order, you're going with the second?
If you can go with a different order, I'll give you a mashal. If you want to go, you want to go to California, and you're gonna have to take a connecting flight. You're from New York to Atlanta, and Atlanta to California. Can you go get on a plane? You have to first go on a plane from New York to Atlanta. You cannot get on a plane in Atlanta to California before you finish going from New York to Atlanta. You can't skip. You can't skip.
Yes.
You first have to go. So you have you go New York to Atlanta, Atlanta to California. You can't skip.
Yeah.
But let's say Lu Yitzuya, I can go right away from Atlanta to California. I can do that. I can do step number two. I can do it. It's ridiculous, right? It's ridiculous. I can go. Let me give you like this. There's two flights. One is going from New York to California, myself, and my luggage is going on a different flight. My luggage. Is that considered a violation of going on two, making a stopover? Someone says to you, I'm going to pay for your ticket, provided you only go on one plane. And you go to the airport and they say there's no room for your luggage. So you'll go on the plane and your luggage will go on a different plane. You're going to go to California and your luggage will go to California. Is that a violation? Would that be permitted? Someone makes a tanai. You only can take one plane. I'm not letting you take more than one plane. I'm only paying for one plane.
Yeah.
But you went on two different planes. You went on one plane and you... Terry says, since you can already accomplish something very great by going on the plane to California, my luggage has to go on another plane. It's not ma'akev. It's ascending over here. Can I make Hekesh number two without making Hekesh number one? Will I accomplish something?
Yeah.
Yes, I can. Oh, that's all I need to hear. Once you already can accomplish something with Hekesh number two, even without Hekesh number one, this means you're not in violation of making a double Hekesh. The only time you're in violation of making a double Hekesh is where it's impossible to make Hekesh number two until you complete Hekesh number
if
one.
This is such a good teretz. Why do you have to come to the other teretz?
That's the derech of the Gemara. The Gemara gives many answers to the Kash. The Gemara gives many different answers. I am part of the Torah. The Gemara gives many answers. Vayed the Gemara. But dealing with the Gemara of the Mesukash, this is not a violation.
Next.
Fine. Tanya the Braisa, Tana, Kishumaze, New Gemara now, Tana, Kishumaze.
Tana, yeah.
Kishumaze, Ein Maze, Ala Paroiches, El Kenegra Paroiches. This is the Baravusta Gemara, the famous Gemara.
Didn't we have this before?
Yes. When you maze, it says, do not maze, do not let the blood, do not let the blood touch the precious where it should fall on the floor. On the floor. On Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yosef, I need this.
Can you tell me it's a machlaikas?
Right here, here's the machlaikas. Oh, my, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yosef, I need you see it, beroimi. I saw the parechas in Rome. I went to Rome and I saw the parechas and the parechas in the Vatican and there was blood.
Blood
drops. Louder, I can't hear the microphone. Microphone, please.
How is he able to get in?
Why couldn't he get in? What's the big deal? We know
can't
for
get it now into the Vatican?
No. You have to know the history. They had a very good write-up in the Kankan Journal. Kankan Journal, Kankan. The Kankan Journal is, it's a Murdika journal.
Kankan, the
Kankan,
the
I have a volume over here. Where's the Kankan Journal? Where am I, Khan? Here, I have a journal here. You see this journal? Yeah, he's here. You see this journal, Kankan?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a journal called Kankan Journal. Kankan, yeah, because it's once a month. Kankan
nice
Journal.
Cover.
So he wrote. This is an old, one of the journals that you had in this very fantastic write up. Where are the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash?
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Where are the Kalim? He has a fantastic, fantastic write up. Basically, we know the Kalim took a very long journey all over the world.
Yeah,
the Kalim went, the Churban Bayis Sheni, they went to Rome. They went to Rome. Everything was taken to Rome.
And then they were
stolen. He has all the countries, the whole Chagadia, where they went.
Yes. And
they
he has
were stolen.
There,
yes. Yes. Everything is sourced. They went from there. There was a war. No, they didn't melt it down. He learns not. That other guy from YU, he says they melted down. That's totally wrong.
Lawrence
they didn't melt it down.
Kellerman?
Yeah. So he this is much more authoritative. Lawrence is just, he just told off the cuff. In the article,
he's a professor.
I know him. Don't trust anything he says.
Also doesn't.
This is not his thing.
You're telling me there's somewhere out there the Kalim?
No, they're now in Eretz Yisrael, they're hidden in Eretz
Yisrael.
That's we have to read the article. The article states very clearly that it's a fairish. They took the Kalim from the Beis HaMikdash, they were brought to Rome, and then Rome went to war, and Rome was sacked, and the enemy came and stole all the Kalim from Rome, and they brought it to another country. And then that country got into a war and went to another country. And that country went to another country. And they traveled mamish all over the world, the Kalim, until they came to a country where the people told the king, you know, do you notice that every country that has the Kalim, they have Grace Tsaris. They're under attack. It would be a very good idea for you to get rid of the Kalim and send them back to Yerushalayim, to send them back. And he said, you know what, you're right. They were scared of the Kalim. So they put him on a ship and
what
they sent him back. I don't know, he has a whole history. He sent them back.
Where are they now?
So they were brought to Yerushalayim and they were put in hiding. They were hidden away somewhere in Eretz Yisrael.
All of the Kalim,
whatever there was left. So they have very clear, it's a very detailed description of all the countries, all the details, the entire journey of the Kalim. The Kalim are no longer in the Vatican.
So
there is
nothing
there. Zero, zilch, zippo. There's nothing in the Vatican.
They claim during the war.
No, nonsense.
He told Lubavitcher the Rebbe that he saw the menorah.
No, they saw a candelabra. How do you know the menorah? Not shaykh.
He saw the menorah with a torch.
What? How could that possibly be?
Is it a coincidence that the Vatican is Vatican?
Vatican? Vatican what?
The Vatican is Vatican.
What does that mean?
It sounds like it's a Hebrew word, Vatican.
Okay. It's no longer there. It was there for a short period of time. And it says over in this Gemara over here is talking about that Tekufa. That Tekufa is long gone. It's 2,000 years ago.
It was easy access, it looks like.
I don't know, easy access, but they're no longer there.
By the way, manuscripts they do have.
What?
They have a
manuscripts,
lot of,
okay.
Like first editions.
That they do have, fine. That we know they have.
Like,
but they don't have the Kalim.
Like the Rambam they have.
That they don't have. The Kalim were stolen long, long ago, 2,000 years ago, and it went like Gansa Chadgadi all over the world until they came back to Eretz Yisrael, and they were hidden. They were put away in Geniza, in Eretz Yisrael, and no one knows where they are. All my Rabbalahs, Rabbi Yossi, Aniri Yisia Beroimi. Okay, it's taka true. It's not a steer. They were there for a short tekufa. And I saw on the parechet's blood, drops of blood. So how can you tell me the kagel? He sprinkled kineged, but it did not make contact. It's meferish. The Gemara says that's the kasha. Murdika answer. The answer is the blood that you saw was
the Gemara's answer.
Gemara's answer. The blood that you saw was not the dam of Yom Kippur. It was the dam of the par helim davar shel tzibur. If the Bezdin paskins that you're allowed to do something, and it turns out they made a mistake. And the Zachi of Karis, they pass and you can chalef. A new restaurant. a new restaurant in Flatbush. They
or they paskin you could do a certain avodah for the avodah zara.
No, that's sorry, that's the seire. We do a parim of the shul tzibur. All right. Or a certain time, right?
Both of them have to land on the parochet.
Oh, so that the Gemara wants to suggest that dam mamish makes contact with the parochet, but the dam.
So saying, in other words, Reb Leitzer was wrong when he thought.
He saw blood. He wasn't wrong. He was right, but he made a mistake. A toss.
That's what I'm saying. He made a mistake.
The blood was there, but it was the different blood. It was the blood of the.
Can I ask you something? How could he think? How could he have been mistaken when it says clearly Chazal Darshan doesn't mean Ala Pareches literally?
That's Machlokes. We had discussion yesterday.
There is
Machlokes. That's Machlokes. Yeah, they had drushes. I don't remember anything.
Okay.
The Sirv the Zohu the Chazal the Hudo Davide Kisidron. Davide Kisidron. Those were done Kisidron. Those were done Kisidron Milamalamada Kimatzlef. The kisidron means in order. You go down. That was yesterday's about kimatzlef. Matzlef means you have to go down. Yeah. You go like malchus. Someone who gets malchus, our boy.
So why does he have to add this to our Gemara?
Who knows? That was done. That was done on. It was done on the blood when hit the pareches in order. The first drop was on top, and it went down inch by inch.
Do you mind learning the Rashi here? It's interesting. On receiver, right?
Ani receiver b'roimi b'mesech the nila gabi ben tal miyoin.
Who was that?
I don't know. Person. Some person.
Nas
and Nes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi Sharipa es basam. Ah, it was a goy. I think it was a goy. Maybe. I don't know. Ben tal miyoin Nas and Nes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi Sharipa es bas melech b'roimi shnichnas sheid begufa. Sheshmoy ben Talmion. Ah,
she was possessed.
She was possessed by a demon. And as a reward.
And the shade is named of Ben Talmion.
Talmion, in the daughter of the person there. And therefore he went and he got her out of the body. She was possessed by a demon.
Yeah.
A dibbuk. And he was
and
able.
That demon was named Ben Talmion. Ben
Talmion, and he entered there, and he went and he told the demon, you know, Arois. And as a reward for his service, they let him go. They let him into the Vatican to show all the kelim. To take whatever he wanted. They wrote there in the Vatican. They wrote gzeros, laws. And if you rip up the laws, then the edict is bottled.
He writes it. The real version is shmad. Look at this.
Oh. Gzeres of Shmad. Okay, Gzeres Shagaz. Very good. Al Yisrael umitzam bekarum. V'sham ra when he was there.
He tore it up
to take away the bit Gzeres. And when he was there, he saw the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash.
Is he the same one that saw the tzitz? How the Shem?
Maybe could be. I don't know. Could be very likely. V'sham ra clay Beis Hamikdash. So you're probably right. Kisidron vine. So there, the Gemara is saying a tremendous chiddush. The Gemara here is mechadish. The Gemara is a chilik. Between the dam of Yom Kippurim and the dam of the par and the dam and of the podim and the seidim are the par Yehel Nevushal Tzibor and the seidim of the Zara Yom Kippurim the blood did not touch right. Did not touch but the dam of the par and Nevushal Tzibor dam of the Zechom they did touch. It's Chaymel Ledrush. Yeah. This Chaymel Ledrush. Chaymel Ledrush. Matter for a darshan to expand. What's the chiluk? Why tackle should there be a chiluk in the Ilam Machshava? Maral. What would the Maral say? What would Rav Moshe Shapiro say about this? To be maz, mizech, sag, levrach, to explain the chilek, why there should be such a why there should be a chilek. Vayit in the Gemara. So they have the Tanami, Gavi parhel nevashol tziba, ki hechi, ki hai gavna. We learn like this.
Wait a second, where are you up to now?
Tanami. We learned in the Mishnah.
Yeah, Tanami.
Remember, Shloimi, and Rabbi Shaw, I'm not going to be here tomorrow night. I'm not going to be the next two nights. I'm not going to the next two nights. Two chasnas.
Wow.
Okay, two chasnas.
From
double chasna. No.
Okay.
What? Only they can make a chasna. Okay, Tana Nami. What?
Between one course and another course, it's you could really give it on Zoom. I'm just joking.
Why not? Why not? Why not?
While we're eating the soup.
It's just not, I don't know. It's not, I don't think there's
going
to be a place. What is it saying here? There's a machlokes. If when it came to the parhel nevashal tzibor, if they actually, the Kohen Gadol, if the blood made contact with the Pareches.
It did not touch.
No, it's not the world of the component.
We also learned in the Mishnah. He's being soysa with before we...
Right, exactly. So here we have now we have the whole conversation. The same conversation. So there, in that Maisa, the instant Pumfakert, maybe the blood that you saw was the blood of Yom HaKippurim. This is Pumfakert. Pumfakert. The Dilma, the power of the Sosh Yom HaKippurim, Ninu, the Chazin, David, that was done. David is Shaloikis Sidron. Now, what do we mean over there, Shaloikis? This over here was done Shaloikis Sidron. It's not Kematzleif. There's no din Kematzleif when it comes to Yom HaKippurim. The only time you have Kematzleif is
when
only...
We have Kematzleif before.
Kematzleif. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, this is a very important thing. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you did Kematzlif for Yom HaKippurim, but outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you did not do Kematzlif. Kematzlif means the blood went down a straight line. So in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on Yom HaKippurim, you did Kematzlif.
So, but in the Kematzlif, what's Kematzlif?
Straight line. The top, the first drop of blood is high, the next goes lower. You don't just sprinkle the blood in the same location. Each successive drop of blood...
So when you say seven on the bottom, one on top?
Achas, lamala, lamadras means the way your finger motions.
Okay.
One is lamala, the way you throw the blood. Another one is, but the blood has to land... I don't know. Chukah. It says by Yom HaKippur the word chukah. Chukah normally means that it's ma'akev. You have to go do it again. If you didn't do it, I don't know. But inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was Kematzlif. Outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Parashas.
And then you have to do Kematzlif?
No. That's the Matzlif. When you do Achas, the Malam, Shev, Lamata, you have to aim that it should be Kematzlif.
Right.
Or just stam, you just sprinkle. Let's make the difference where the blood lands. So in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Yom Kippur, it was Kematzlif. Outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Parashas, it was not Kematzlif.
So what's that? So what's that? Hekesh Kain, the same thing should be in the Oil Moed, the same amount.
Oh,
same.
So you're saying very good. You see, you're saying very good. The Shol Zev, you always ask these penetrating questions. You seem to very good. Oh, the chain tasabol moid, l'chayre the zel bazach, kematzlif, right?
Right.
And we're saying that. So why were mechalik? I don't know the answer. It's a very good kasha. It's a very good kasha. This kasha is better than the other kasha he asked before. This one's a real shtachar kasha. I like this kasha. This we have to go with Sruli. Sruli has to come to the answer to the rescue, to be mazel with the answer to this kasha. Weiter.
Let me put it back.
There are two Srulis. There's Shuli Reisman and Shuli Bornstein.
Thank you.
Look, there are two of him. Shlomi, what's new? What's doing, Shlomi? How is Eretz Yisrael? It's nice? I can't hear what you're saying.
It was nice and warm and sunny.